Once again, for one last time, the star moved. It led them away from the great city of Jerusalem to the nearby village where it came to rest over a very humble-looking dwelling. Just outside, they found a man, a Jewish man. The Magi introduced themselves and began to tell about the star and their search for the king. Yet before they could explain, the man smiled as though he had been expecting them. He began to tell the Magi about his vision and his dream.
Mary, Mary, my beloved Mary, was no more than a child when I asked her father for her hand in marriage. I was so happy when her father felt that she was old enough. But before we could wed, Mary discovered that she was carrying a child. We were not married yet, and naturally I was upset and worried. But an angel appeared to Mary and to me and assured us that child was from the Lord God himself.
The young man described his own journey to Bethlehem, the night at the innkeeper's stable, and the marvelous moment when God's son drew his very first breath. And then there was the invitation, an open door to approach the King of Kings. As the Magi saw him for the first time, they knew their journey had not been in vain. Each one gave his gift. Each one embraced the moment. Each one bowed down before the living God.